Probably both, Roland grunted. Some 90 years ago, within the lifetimes of Sai and Aunt Talitha, a final band of outlaws had appeared, one so large that the outriders had gone galloping through river crossing at dawn, and the drogues did not pass until almost sundown. It was the last army these parts had ever seen, and it was led by a warrior prince named David Quick, the same fellow who supposedly later fell to his death from the sky. He had organized the raggle-taggle remnants of the outlaw bands which still hung about the city, killing anyone who showed opposition to his plans. Quick's army of greys used neither boat nor bridge to attempt entry into the city, but instead built a pontoon bridge 12 miles below it and attacked on the flank. Since then, the war has guttered like a chimney fire, Aunt Talitha finished. We hear reports every now and then from someone who's managed to leave. Aye, so we do. These come a little more often now, for the bridge, they say, is undefended, and I think the fire is almost out. Within the city, the pubes and greys squabble over the remaining spoils, only I reckon that the descendants of the harriers who followed Quick over the pontoon bridge are the real pubes now, although they are still called greys. The descendants of the original city dwellers must now be almost as old as we are, although there are still some younkers who go to be among them, drawn by the old stories and the lure of the knowledge which may still remain there. These two sides still keep up their old enmity, gunslinger, and both would desire this young man you call Eddie. If the dark-skinned woman is fertile, they would not kill her even though her legs are short-ended. They would keep her to bear children. For children are fewer now, and although the old sicknesses are passing, some are still born strange. At this, Susanna stirred, seemed about to say something, then only drank the last of her coffee and settled back into her former listening position. But if they would desire the young man and woman, gunslinger, I think they would lust for the boy. Jake bent and began to stroke Oi's fur again. Roland saw his face and knew what he was thinking. It was the passage under the mountains all over again, just another version of the slow mutants. You, they'd just as soon kill, Aunt Talitha said, for you are a gunslinger, a man out of his own time and place, neither fish nor fowl, and no use to either side. But a boy can be taken, used, schooled to remember some things and to forget all the others. They've all forgotten whatever it was they had to fight about in the first place. The world has moved on since then. Now they just fight to the sound of them awful drumbeats, some few still young, most of them old enough for the rocking chair like us here, all of them stupid grots who only live to kill and kill to live. She paused. Now that you've heard us old cullies to the end, are you sure it would not be best to go around and leave them to their business? Before Roland could reply, Jake spoke up in a clear, firm voice. Tell what you know about Blaine the Mono, he said. Tell about Blaine and Engineer Bob.